Time marches on, time rolls on, and we're going to send off a brand new bunch of graduates coming up this weekend at North and South, and even before that, Keith, you've got a full you've got a full week of stuff in Sue. Starting
we sure do.
Sue, do you know all the words to pomp and circumstance?
No, I actually, I didn't know there were words. I just thought it was music, but I guess there are words. No, I know pomp and circumstance. I know those words.
Well, we're going to hear it tonight, tomorrow, and twice on Saturday.
Yes, tonight is the Bloomington Graduation School commencement.
That's at IU.
It's in the IMU.
Wittenberger Auditorium. Right.
And tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the campus of Ivy Tech will be the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship's graduation.
Right.
So very nice that Ivy Tech is, that we're doing this with Ivy Tech, since the Academy does so much with Ivy Tech anyway in terms of dual credit courses.
They have like 279 hours of dual credit courses these kids from the Academy have gotten at Ivy Tech this year.
That's great. And then 9:30 Saturday morning is Bloomington High School North commencement at Bloomington High School North.
Mm-hmm.
And at 2 o'clock is Bloomington High School South at Bloomington High School South. So, yeah, we've got four kind of almost back-to-back in a pretty quick, rapid succession.
We talked to Mark Fletcher on Tuesday, and one of the things that he told, because, you know, this is in a high school gym, and he said, actually, the parents and the kids would rather do it there. We used to do it at Assembly Hall, and when they were remodeling Assembly Hall, they had to do the gym thing. They decorated it. It looks great, and overflow is in their auditorium, and it's all air-conditioned, and he said the parents and the kids would rather do it there.
And, you know, remember, Keith, how worried we were that first year, you know, and everybody was trying to figure out, well, there's no Assembly Hall this year. What are we going to do? And we looked at a lot of different places and finally made the high schools made the decision to do this in their gyms, and we were really worried. And that first year, I can remember leaving the North Gymnasium and parents who I knew telling me, this was the greatest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. They loved being in their home school where they had spent 4 years, and it just seemed so appropriate to them to be able to graduate from there, too.
And speaking of graduation, I just saw this tweet. Edgewood softball game has been moved to 3 p.m. on Saturday. I saw that in today's paper, and I was like, wait a second. The article said 11 a.m. yesterday. I wanted to make sure I got this right.
Because that was their graduation time
originally. Due to graduation. Yeah. The Edgewood game Saturday at Jasper against number one New Palestine will be at 3 p.m., and the winners will play at 6 o'clock that night. So if your graduation's at 11, you should be done by 12:30. Get down there.
But then you can't get to Jasper.
90 minutes. You're down there by 2. Gives you an hour to warm up. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, this is a sacrifice that you have to make, Sue, because we just run out of days. We joked about this last hour. You can't start softball on February 10th. There's nowhere to play. It's too cold. It's too wet.
How fortunate that they were able to change that, because I can remember years when there were big track meets going on and we had some students graduating.
Still are this year, absolutely.
Choice.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I think the flexibility of having it, that's what made me think of this, having it on your own campus, you can change all that. You don't have to worry about rental time and getting out.
Good point.
So that's another
reason why
you keep it at home in case you have great performances. You don't want to penalize your athletes. You want to give them a chance to go through with everybody else.
Well, we've got Sue on. You're talking about that. Mention about the boys and the girls track, because that could affect some of the kids this weekend.
3 o'clock on Saturday. The girls will meet at Billy Hayes track. The boys are on Friday, so that should be okay.
So we got that going on, Sue, and all kinds of possibilities. It's nice that they can do that. And speaking about golf, we have a fundraiser. Now, I am not a golfer. Are you a golfer?
Am I a golfer?
Yes.
No, I have golf clubs that are about 30 years old.
That's
right. When I the first time I teed off, the ball went straight up in the air and landed at my feet. And I thought, well, maybe this isn't for me. But I should golf, and I should take lessons, because I played softball for years and years, and I played fast pitch in college.
Yeah, so you know how to swing it. Yeah, you'll be fine.
My swing is too much like I guess I'm like poisoned by a swing of a bat. So I really need lessons to learn how to swing the club better. So
the best advice I ever got was take 2 weeks off and then quit. So don't don't get addicted to this, because you will, and then it will torture you forever and ever. Just let Maria buy your golf clubs when she gets mm-hmm. a little bit older, and we'll be all right.
Okie doke. She might not want them. They're like in a blue vinyl bag.
Oh, that's perfect. It's retro. Everything yeah. once was old is new again. Now, your golf outing comes up. Who does this benefit, and who can get involved with it?
Well, you know, it's our foundation is having their annual golf tournament called it's Golf for Kids, F-O-R-E, get it, and it's June 15th at the Bloomington Country Club. There are still some spaces if people want to enter teams, or if you don't have a team and you want to golf as an individual, they'll place you on a team. And the foundation is still looking also for sponsors. You can sponsor individual holes, and the name of your company or organization or you, whoever, will be out there on that hole. And the proceeds will go to the foundation, which, again, helps with our classes, helps our teachers, different instructional materials, different instructional programs. So all for the kids, for the school. So if people are available, they can certainly call 330-7700 and ask to talk to Cirilla Helm from the IU, from the school foundation.
And that golf thing, again, if I know nothing about golf, but if I was a golfer, I don't have to have a team. I could just call
show
and
up,
sign up,
donate right. your money, right. have fun, whatever way you can right. get involved. We don't care. We just want to help out the foundation on all of that. And where's the best place to get that golf information, Sue, if you want to sponsor and do all that?
I think from the foundation at the MCCSC Administration Center, 812-330-7700.
And that's on the interweb, isn't it?
It sure is on the interwebs, too. If you go to the MCCSC website, there is a link for the foundation.
Sue, one of the other things that's going on is summer school in the various MCCSC sites. And also, it's the time of year when the schools do all of the heavy maintenance, get ready for the opening of school in the fall.
Yeah, you know, we do, for our energy conservation program, we alter the coolness,
right.
the HVACs in all of our schools.
Lights,
so,
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly. And except for the schools where we're doing summer school, and we do have various summer school programs, either for enrichment or for remediation. We also have, and that really does help us save money. So it could, you know, there's a whole schedule of the way that our buildings are clean now and maintained in the summer in order to capitalize on our staff and be the most efficient. And also the schedule for how the buildings are powered down. So if anybody's interested, again, that's on our website. And the other thing for summertime, you know, the kids are out and they're having fun, but nobody really realizes how many different professional staff development programs
right.
we have going on throughout the summer. And I think
is
Keith
that
and I
required,
will talk
about or is that done just to be better for everybody?
It's done to be better for everyone.
It's self-improvement. And they're
right.
doing
in
it
fact,
at their own dime, too. That's the other part of it. These teachers are not getting paid to do these things.
And there's one, when we get closer to some of these, I think Keith and I will talk about them.
Please.
Specifically, but there's one that is, it's not just for us, it's open to anyone throughout the state. So it becomes a pretty big, I think it's like a two-day summit for not just our teachers, but any teacher. On different topics. So we'll get that information so that we can talk about that and let people know what our teachers are doing throughout the summer.
And we want to remind people, too, that you'll see some activities at both North and South. They're putting the new turf down at both of those
football
fields.
I drove by the softball
field
yesterday.
And then the softball field is being
at
built
South.
For girls softball at South.
Can't miss it. It's right there on the corner of Henderson
right.
and North Drive, and they have the had the earth movers out moving earth yesterday, getting everything ready to go there, and new turf on the fields. And don't forget, Saturday at 2 o'clock, you don't want to be near any of those schools, probably
no.
around 1 or 2.
No.
The traffic's going to pick up with graduation moving on. School board meeting, we had it earlier in the month because we had Memorial Day weekend and everything that's going on. You're on normal
this
schedule?
This month, normal schedule, last Tuesday of the month.
So that would be the 27th, not
right.
even close to now.
And we're going to have a special session, though, on the 13th.
Oh, okay, halfway through?
June. where we're having that so that the superintendent can recommend some new administrative hires to the board for approval. So,
and you want to get those done as soon as possible so they can get in the door and get going.
We're talking HR, Peggy Chambers.
Yeah.
We're talking Tim and finance. We're talking about some curriculum things, lots of stuff.
Yep.
I know. So, so you're right, Glass. The retirements are taking effect soon, and certainly the superintendent wants to get the new administrative people in there and going and learning our system. So I think we'll all be anxious to see what happens on June 13th.
Did you have a lot of attrition in the corporation for principals, assistant principals, things like that? Usually this is the free agent season where people start, hey, this job opened here, so I'm going to go. And then the dominoes start falling. It's like the coaching carousel day after the regular season ends.
Exactly. And we have had some assistant principal retirements. So that's going to open up some spots, and we'll see what happens with principals who might be applying for positions within our school corporation or other school corporations.
You should be busy because didn't you just have a bunch of schools named as A schools or four-star schools?
Four-star schools, yes. Yes, you're right. Yeah, that was really weird from the state. First we had one school, Childs, was named as a four-star school. Then the state came back and named a bunch of other schools. So,
great.
I'm not sure why they changed their mind or what happened.
Well, you'd rather have more than less, I would think.
Oh, of course. And we were led to believe from the state that...
did they change their measurement?
That's what we were told. The procedures had changed. So there are many fewer schools. And then a few weeks later, we learned that there were more. So I don't know if they rechanged their procedures or they went back and checked it. I really don't know the answer. I have asked, but I don't know the answer.
Well, if they can change that so quickly, they should be able to change their standardized testing so quickly, shouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I got some swampland I want to sell you, too.
A man can dream. You can dare to dream. But part of that rating is based on some of those standardized testing. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
You gotta take the good with the confusing and move on with that. All right, great stuff as always. Keep us up to date on everything that's happening. And again, the special session will be on June 13th. That's Tuesday. We'll do more on that next week as we'll get prepared for that. Sue, enjoy these wonderful days of late spring.
I sure will. And I'm going to be enjoying commencements, too. So thanks for talking to me.
Caps, gowns, you name it.
No, we don't have to wear caps and gowns.
Good.
We're civilian clothes.
They're civilian clothes. I like that. And again, congratulations to everybody going through these wonderful ceremonies to all their families and everything else. And we'll get a recap about it next Thursday.
Okie doke. It's going to be a good time. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.